Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 8. You're going to hear a talk about impressions. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? According to professors at Princeton University, it takes less than 1 second to form an impression of someone when we first meet them. Whether you think it's right or wrong to put so much emphasis on people's appearance, it is a reality. So what factors contribute to the judgment we make? Firstly, a person's face can cause a specific impression. In one study, researchers showed different faces to participants and asked them to say if they seemed dominant, extroverted, or trustworthy. More masculine faces, with a strong jaw, were seen as more dominant. More feminine faces were rated more trustworthy by the participants. Wide faces with big eyes were seen as the most extroverted. Of course, the investigators explained that these judgments are not necessarily accurate. People who look dominant might not be dominant at all, but the shape of their face gives people that impression. Another aspect of first impressions comes from the clothes that we wear. It is clear that jeans and a t-shirt give off a different message than a shirt and tie, but there are also more subtle factors to consider. Firstly, personal hygiene is very important. A clean and tidy appearance is appropriate for most business and social occasions. A good haircut or shave, neat and tidy makeup for women. If your style is appropriate, you feel better and more comfortable in the situation. An extra point, some employers state that one thing they always look at in job interviews is the candidate's shoes. Smart, clean, well-maintained shoes are a good sign that the candidate is professional, organized, and competent, so they say. When it comes to the crucial moment, as the saying goes, smile and the world smiles too. So there's nothing like a smile to create a good first impression. A warm and confident smile will put both you and the other person at ease. So smiling is a winner when it comes to great first impressions. In conclusion, it's natural to form first impressions. So it's important to remember how we make these judgments so that we can make a good impression. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what the speaker says contributes to forming a first impression. Are you ready? According to professors at Princeton University, it takes less than 1 second to form an impression of someone when we first meet them. Whether you think it's right or wrong to put so much emphasis on people's appearance, it is a reality. So what factors contribute to the judgment we make? Firstly, a person's face can cause a specific impression. In one study, researchers showed different faces to participants and asked them to say if they seemed dominant, extroverted, or trustworthy. More masculine faces, with a strong jaw, were seen as more dominant. More feminine faces were rated more trustworthy by the participants. Wide faces with big eyes were seen as the most extroverted. Of course, the investigators explained that these judgments are not necessarily accurate. People who look dominant might not be dominant at all, but the shape of their face gives people that impression. Another aspect of first impressions comes from the clothes that we wear. It is clear that jeans and a t-shirt give off a different message than a shirt and tie, but there are also more subtle factors to consider. Firstly, personal hygiene is very important. A clean and tidy appearance is appropriate for most business and social occasions. A good haircut or shave, neat and tidy makeup for women. If your style is appropriate, you feel better and more comfortable in the situation. An extra point, some employers state that one thing they always look at in job interviews is the candidate's shoes. Smart, clean, well-maintained shoes are a good sign that the candidate is professional, organized, and competent, so they say. When it comes to the crucial moment, as the saying goes, smile and the world smiles too. So there's nothing like a smile to create a good first impression. A warm and confident smile will put both you and the other person at ease. So smiling is a winner when it comes to great first impressions. In conclusion, it's natural to form first impressions, so it's important to remember how we make these judgments so that we can make a good impression. Now tell me what the speaker says contributes to forming a first impression. You have 1 minute to talk.